This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines at this hour, Professor Sibiya elevates MUT on the global stage, and KZN Transport is working to clear unpaid 1.5 billion payment backlog. The time is 10 o'clock. Good morning. In a landmark moment for African higher education, Professor Noctula Sibiya, Vice Chancellor and Principal of the MUT, delivered a bold and visionary address during an official visit to California State University, Sacramento, in the United States of America. Professor Sibiya's speech, titled Bridging Continents, Transforming Futures, Global Engagement Between MUT and the Sacramento State, marks a significant step in MUT's emergence as a globally engaged institution committed to excellence, innovation, and social impact. Described by observers as inspirational and historic, Professor Sibiya's message was clear: global collaboration is no longer a luxury, it is a necessity. The visit aims to lay the groundwork for a multidimensional partnership between the South African University and its Californian counterparts, focusing on research, innovation, and shared education leadership. Now, in your other news, the Department of Transport in KwaZulu-Natal is working with National Treasury to fast-track payments of over 1.5 billion rands owed to 2,000 construction companies and service providers. A group of unpaid workers stormed the department's offices yesterday in Pietermaritzburg. The department blamed technical glitches caused by a new payment system for the delays. It is said around 600 million rand is waiting to be cleared this week and the balance of 700 million over the next 2 weeks. Spokesperson Dabizinhle Sibiya says they will continue to engage and update affected parties.
Some of the service providers who have been affected include the following: the construction companies for roads and bridges, public transport service providers, and many other service providers. These delays, according to the MEC Duma, will have severe implications for service delivery. In addition, this is a serious violation of our 30-day payment obligation we made to our suppliers.
And finally, nakubangeni semculweni ngengoma eshaya ngesiqi ngomuzwa oqhakambisa indlela okucikozwa ngayo kudala, kepha okutheka ngokuqhubeka kwesikhathi wagcina eqonda ukuthi ebone ukuthi abalandeli bobuciko bakhe bamthandela izinto ezahlukene. Yilezi zinto ezenze umculo ogqame ekuculweni ngezinkomo ezinesiqi. No, ngiyaxolisa. UZawadi Yamung waqekelela ukuhlanganisa izingoma eziwu-10 aqinisekisa ngazo ukuthi wonke umuntu ozozilalela ngokwehlukana kwizizukulwane kuba nento ayicoshayo nayithandayo futhi ezohambisana ngobuyena. Usho kanje uZawadi Yamung exoxa ne-MUT Radio nge-albhamu yakhe ebhekwe ngabomvu esihloko sithi Ngimuhle ezophuma ngoJune 13. Now, to recap your top story this hour, Professor Sibiya elevates MUT on the global stage. This is all for myself for today. Do catch your next news bulletin on the Hangouts at 1 o'clock for your MUT Radio News. I'm Amahle Mncwango.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.